Not only publishers feel the impact of the digital revolution. For better and for worse, authors around the world face new questions and new challenges brought by the internet and the rise of social media. Personal branding and marketing, new income sources and remuneration schemes, copyright protection and licensing. Even the act of writing itself is evolving into new forms. But are the changes happening the same way for every region of the world, whether in bigger and smaller countries, or in language communities of different sizes? Hello and welcome to Rights Direct Special Programming within Beyond the Book, the podcast series produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC. My name is Victoriano Colodron, and I work for Rights Direct, the European subsidiary of CCC. I am speaking to you today from Madrid, Spain, and joining me from Antwerp in Belgium is Nathalie Arien from the Flemish Authors Association, Vlaamse Auteursvereniging, or VAV. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Nathalie, and thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Victoriano, for having me, and thank you for the very nice introduction of the Vlaamse Auteursvereniging and the perfect pronunciation. And, well, thank you for having me in your podcast series.
So, Nathalie Arien is a member of VAV, the Flemish Authors Association, which is an organization representing the interests of Dutch-speaking authors from the Flanders region of Belgium. VAV members include authors of many kinds of fiction and non-fiction works, as well as illustrators and literary translators. Mrs. Arien has a degree in Germanic linguistics and a master's degree in communication science, and as a linguist, she edits and translates texts. On top of her responsibilities at VAV, Nathalie directs communications for a copyright collective management society in Belgium. So, Nathalie, I would like to know more about VAV, the types of authors that it represents, and its main activities.
Okay, so VAV is an organization with a president and 8 board members from all disciplines. So from all disciplines of literature, all the people we represent, all of them are writers. So these people, they work as volunteers, which has to ensure our independence. And I am the only employee. Only 3 days a week because, not because there's too little to do in Belgium, but to fill a working week. But it's very difficult to find the financial support for our activities. I think that's the problem all over the world when it comes to literary organizations. But we are recognized as the official voice of the Flemish author. So as you said, we have our members are writers, literary, all literary. So we have the fiction and the non-fiction, but literary non-fiction. So we talk about novels, poetry, literary translation, illustration, comics, screenplay, and we recently added theater. Then we have another board member that's a lawyer, so we can advise our members. With her help, we work out model contracts to support authors in their negotiations with publishers. And these model contracts are constituted in consultation with the publishers. And we want to support the authors because they are in a very weak position compared to their publishers. And that's the main mission of the Vlaamse Auteursvereniging. It's the professionalization of the authors. We do not want to pamper them, but we want to learn them how to speak for themselves and give them the tools to do so by giving them advice on the rights and obligations once they step out of the working place. They need to become aware of their position in the chain of the book as an economic product, which is not the case for the moment. They're only too often very happy only to be published, and they forget about that the activity they do is a basis of a complete, well-functioning commercial chain.
Exactly. So your activities, Natalie, involve as well some kind of awareness raising and education.
Yes,
because I saw that you're working on a conference to be held on January
yes.
the 6th. Now,
yes,
perhaps
exactly.
you could tell us a bit about this conference.
Yes. So what we do during the year, that's very important to know. What we do during the year is we are a partner for the entire literary world in Belgium and the public sector, where we seek to make the conditions for the Flemish authors as favorable as possible. So there's a lot of items we tackle during the year. And then on this Congress, we try to communicate all these items to our public. So, and that's an important moment to talk to them as well, to have them gather together to see what is living, what are the problems they are facing, and what can we do the next year. So we try to keep in touch with the authors as much as possible, to keep them informed and to keep abreast of what is going on in the literary world.
Exactly. And now that you mentioned that, let me just ask you these very general questions about how your members, the members of your association, generally see the digital changes facing the publishing industry. Do they
right.
see these digital changes as an opportunity, as a threat, or how do they see this whole question?
Well, this is actually one item on the Congress, because authors in Belgium are not very aware about the digital evolutions, or not just yet. So the e-book is still in a very early phase. There are e-books, but little. And we as an authors organization, we advise authors to stick with their publishers for digital books, to respect the chain as it is today. Although there are platforms to do it with higher profits, we do see an added value to working with the publisher.
That's an interesting view, right? Yeah,
it's because of the editing, the good editing they ensure, and the promotion they ensure. But there's one thing about the digitalization as well, is the internet. And they are not aware of the possibilities of the internet either, promotion-wise. And as the promotion of paper editions sometimes is declining, that's something we hear quite often, we feel things are changing and authors are taking matters into their own hands and they start to focus on social media. I think it's a very important evolution, and generally they're not aware of it. So that's something we are trying to focus on the Congress, a kind of workshop for them to learn how to work on social media, what are the possibilities and the potential of social media.
That's interesting. Let me now ask you, because I'm curious to know if you see any specific challenges for authors in what is a relatively small language community like the Flemish one, and also more specifically, what is the impact for authors in Flanders of sharing the language with the Netherlands?
Well, that's quite an interesting topic, because we are a very small language community, and this has implications on the use of internet. That's partly why we don't find it that interesting. It doesn't have a big impact on us, because internet for us, it's Belgium and it's the Netherlands. It's not like when you're French, English, Spanish author, the world is your range. This is not the case with us. So we have... we don't have just Flanders, we have the Netherlands. But when it comes to translations of books into Dutch, there's a very big dominance of Dutch as it is spoken in the Netherlands, because the market is much bigger. And this variety is the norm for translations, with the result that we have much fewer literary translators in Flanders. And certainly few who can live from their activities. There are coaching programs where Flemish translators have Dutch translators accompany them, a coaching thing.
Yeah.
So to learn them, to teach them the standards for translations. And Flemish translators are asked to use the Northern Dutch standard for the purpose of marketability in the Netherlands, which is a large market. So, and this, the thing is, this has consequences for the Flemish readers, because this northern variety is not ours, and it comes across as sometimes maybe a bit unnatural or clearly northern Dutch market.
Yeah, I see. And what is the case of books written originally in the Flemish variety of Dutch? Are they easily sold in the Netherlands and read by Dutch people?
There is a common market, but somehow it's very difficult to get the authors across the border. That goes in both directions. There used to be a time where we were much more united. And nowadays there are some initiatives to reach across, but somehow it seems to be a bit disappointing. There is a system provided by the Netherlands that gives Belgian writers the opportunity to come and give lectures in Holland. And the fundings are open for authors from both countries. There's a collaboration, but we do try to improve it. And we have the Nederlandse Taalunie. It's a union that works across the border. It's a linguistic and cultural organization trying to unite Flanders and the Netherlands. And they organize events and they support events with these goals. So they support things like our Congress, as we invite Dutch speakers, well, speakers from the Netherlands.
Is that a public organization that you're
talking
about? Because I also wanted to ask you about the role of the local government in Flanders in supporting the creation and translation of literary works. Are there programs like grants or subsidies to support authors and translators, and also to promote the translation of Flemish works into English and other global languages?
Yes, we have a very, very elaborate system. We're quite proud of it. There's a lot of money being spent on the subsidizing of literature. It is sometimes difficult because there's a commission who decides on the quality of the literary work. So sometimes it's hard to keep the balance with. There's a lot of people. A lot of people are disappointed by the system, but it's impossible to have everybody to distribute grants to everybody. So there has to be a system. We as an organization, we are in constant negotiation with this organization to give them suggestions and advise them on how to work with the grants. So we are quite happy with this. And there's about the translation. Because as we are a very small linguist community, they give a lot of importance to the translations abroad. So what they do is they invest in the translation of Flemish authors by supporting foreign publishers. I think it's about 60% of the production costs is being paid by this funding.
Yeah, so it's really, really powerful in promoting the exportation of your literature, and also with related to this issue of public support is the issue of public libraries. Are public libraries also seen as a way for the government, for the authorities to support local literature? Meaning that perhaps when they have library budgets to buy local books. Is this seen as a way to promote and support the publishing industry and the authors?
Well, we are negotiating this because a long time ago the libraries were obliged to buy everything and to provide everything to the readers, everything in Belgium that would be published. But this has changed, and nowadays it's arranged locally, and every library can decide for himself which books they buy, and obviously they tend to provide the mainstream books more. And as we have a problem with poetry in Belgium, it's very little read, very little published. Well, it's a vicious circle, of course. This is not provided in the libraries anymore, and it's an issue that's going on. We do understand the way, they have to provide to their public, and the public asks, but there is a problem on some niche categories as essay, poetry.
I assume that finding the right balance between, providing what
Absolutely.
the public demands and also taking care of the cultural
Yes, the
ecosystem, etc., is a very
exactly.
sensitive, difficult issue to deal with.
Yes, yes. And these are things we try to negotiate with the funding, because they will help us to provide also these niche genres in libraries and in bookstores.
And that, now that we're discussing libraries, let me, and this will be my last question to you, Natalie. Let me also ask you a copyright related question, also related to libraries, because well, I remember that we met some months ago at the International Public Lending Forum,
Yes.
and I wanted to ask you, how do you see the future of this remuneration to authors for library loans of their books? At a time when also electronic lending seems to be expanding. So what do you think of the future or even the current status of this remuneration?
Yes. Well, that's quite interesting topic for the moment in Belgium, because we do not have a very good lending system, public lending system for the moment. Well, the lending system, yes, but remuneration. So that's a very different challenge we are facing today. So we're not really thinking about the electronic lending, because the common remuneration is not fixed yet. So the remuneration is very low today, and we were scolded by Europe. So we are in Belgium working on a system to increase the total amount to remunerate the authors. So we are thinking about where do we get the money, who has to pay for it, how will it be distributed to avoid the winner takes it all. So there has to be a social aspect to it. The adjustment to the distribution is very important. So poets get part of it. But this means we haven't come to the point of electronic lending.
Yeah, because you're still, I understand, kind of fighting
Yes, the basis
yeah.
is not there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So thank you very much. I think it's been a short but interesting conversation where we have learned from the experience of this organization. And Natalie, it's been a real pleasure to have you on Beyond the Book today. So thank you very much for being with us.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, CCC, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and e-books, journals, newspapers, magazines, images, and blogs. Rights Direct is CCC's European subsidiary. You can learn more at www.rightsdirect.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter. Again, my name is Victoriano Colodrón in Madrid, Spain. From all of us at Rights Direct and Copyright Clearance Center, thank you for listening to Beyond the Book.